The first-ever Ace the Hole challenge at the Lynbrook Golf Club might not have produced any hole-in-ones this time around, but it wasn't for a lack of trying. A total of 116 golfers took to the course on Saturday morning, and while there were plenty of close calls, including one that ended up a mere 6 inches from holing out, no one was able to claim one of the $4,000-plus prizes for an ace. That was hardly disappointing for organizer Bev Arnold, though, as despite having the tournament come together on short notice, there was plenty of support and fun to be had in the unique event. It was totally awesome, everyone had a great time and the weather was perfect, so now we're hoping next year will be even bigger and better, Arnold said. We did pretty well for the first year and we'll build for the next one. The tournament format saw the Lynbrook transformed into a series of par 3 holes, with hole-in-one prizes ranging from $4,000 to $20,000 throughout the course. The closest to the pin on each hole also received $200, making the event one of the most lucrative of the season for local players. The tournament itself was played in a best ball scramble format, with the team of Terry Schick, John Cott, Matt Schick and Mike Zier taking first place with a score of 46. Second place went to Josh Hodgson, Sean Mahofsky, Dustin Hick and Tyler Thull with a 47, while Curtis Breton, Grady LaMontagne, Arden Ausland and Dean Spicer carded a 48 to finish third. Closest to the hole prizes went to teams led by Chris Aparicio, hole 1, 5 feet 10 inches, Cody Conaty, hole 2, 9 feet 5 and a half, Don Higgins, hole 3, 10 feet 8 and a quarter, Jess Blair, hole 4, 4 feet 10 and 3 quarters, Les Guiney, hole 5, 5 feet 8 inches, Cody Conaty, hole 6, 5 feet 8 inches, Matt Schick, hole 7, 1 foot 4 inches, Dean Spicer, hole 8, 5 feet 2 and a half, Brad Lagar, hole 9, 6 and a half, Lori Burnt, hole 10, 9 feet 3 inches, Bryson Burt, hole 11, 1 foot 4 inches, Team Cobb, 3 feet, Les Guiney, hole 13, 7 feet 1 and a half, Hugh Fraser, hole 14, 11 feet 10 inches, Jess Blair, hole 15, 7 feet, Jess Blair, hole 16, 6 feet 1 inch, Jim Swack, hole 17, 5 feet 1 inch, and Julie Johnston, hole 18, 5 feet 9 inches. The Ace the Hole Challenge is a fundraiser for the replacement of the third green at the Lynbrook, and while the total raised wasn't immediately available, Arnold hopes it will be substantial and act as a start for future fundraising endeavors. Everything went so well, and we'd love to have seen a hole-in-one, but it just didn't quite happen this time, Arnold said. Some people got close though, so maybe next year.